This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Solo founder to team leader, the communication shift. What happened? A business growth guide recently outlined 8 strategies for founders making the leap from solo operator to team leader. The core challenge it identified skills that got you to growth head-down execution. Solo decision-making are not the skills that sustain it. Leadership, delegation, and communication now run the show. Most founders discover this too late, after the friction has already started. The communication angle. Here is the contrast that matters. The founder who scales badly tells their team what to do. The founder who scales well tells their team why it matters. That single distinction separates a workforce that waits for instructions from one that actually thinks. Most new managers communicate in task mode. Finish the report by Thursday. Handle the client call. Fix the bug. Every sentence is a transaction. The problem is that transactional communication creates transactional employees. They do the task. They stop there. They do not invest because you never gave them anything to invest in. You handed them a checklist, not a course. The managers who get this right do something different from day one. They connect every assignment to a bigger outcome. Not finish the report by Thursday, but this report goes to a client we've been trying to win for 6 months. Thursday is our shot. Same task. Completely different meaning. The employee now has a reason to care about quality, not just completion. That is not motivational fluff. That is precision communication doing its actual job. The other failure point is delegation language. Bad delegators say, "Let me know if you need anything." That sentence sounds generous. It is actually useless. It puts the entire burden on the employee to identify their own gaps and then overcome the discomfort of admitting them to a boss. Good delegators flip it. Here is what success looks like. Here is where I expect the hard part to be. And here is where we check in. You are not waiting to be needed. You are building a structure that makes success more likely. That is the difference between a manager who hopes for results and one who engineers them. The transition from solo operator to team leader is fundamentally a communication transition. You are no longer the one doing the work. You are the one making the work clear. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on intentional framing gives you a framework for turning routine instructions into genuine direction, so the people around you understand not just what you need, but why you need it. That shift from task-giving to meaning-making is the whole game when you step into leadership. The takeaway. Before you assign your next task to a team member, write one sentence that answers this question. Why does this matter beyond the task itself? Then say that sentence out loud when you hand off the work. Not as a speech. Just one sentence. That single habit will change how your team performs more than any management framework you will ever read. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.